These two individuals in today's gospel say that some women from our group have astounded us because they found the tomb empty. They didn't sound very astounded, if you ask me. They said they were astounded, and yet here they are, pouting, downtrodden, feeling sorry for themselves, and then a few minutes later they say they're astounded. Sound familiar? We say things like, Jesus is risen from the dead, God loves us, and yet we still walk around like this and feeling sorry for ourselves. Really? Do we really believe what we profess every single day when we say, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, thanks be to God, so on and so forth? I think it's important to allow what's happening in the scriptures to not just happen here, but to happen here. It needs to take place in our hearts. What had to happen for these two individuals in today's gospel to actually be astounded? They had to meet the Lord. It didn't happen until the end of today's gospel. When they finally met him, then their hearts were burning. Then their eyes were open. Once they met him. If we've met him, we have no room for self-pity in our lives. If we've met him, we don't give in to discouragement because we know without a doubt it's not from him. What did Jesus want to give them? Himself. That's it. And the question for you and for me is he enough? Sometimes we act like we want something beyond Jesus, something greater than him. All he gives is himself. Is he enough for you and for me? In this first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, what does Peter say to this man who was in great need? I can't give you silver or gold, but what I do have, I can give you. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. Sometimes people come to us and we want to help them and we want to act like we can fix all their problems. We can't. The only thing we can give is the Lord. There is nothing else. There is no substitute. There is no diet Jesus. It's simply him. He is the only one that we can give. Let's not dupe ourselves into thinking that we can give something better than him. All we can give is the Lord. And that's all he gives to us. Today, let's let him be enough for you and for me.